Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yes, it is. That is what's up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the green room. Just the post-show green room that we all retire to.
I think this cheese has gone bad.
Yeah, I could tell. I said, Nothing worse,
man. I hadn't eaten so much of it.
Go home yesterday. I'm going to make a salad, right? So we got the spring mix. I'm a fan of the spring mix. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Different kinds of lettuce and stuff. Got the tomatoes and stuff, and I'm going to put a little chicken in there. Yeah, but and we got the little mini cukes, you know, the ones you just cut up, the small ones. And I open them in the package. I slide my hand in the package to pull one out. Slimy.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Ugh. Slimy in the sense that not like totally, totally slimy, but just enough to the touch where you're like, I ain't eating this.
Maybe you could just peel it and eat the inside. It's probably fine.
Ow.
I don't know. The inside's probably fine.
Yeah, you're right. Probably is. They're in the trash at the house if you want to go in the pantry right across from the bar.
Don't, because he'll be over there.
I know. Huh. I'm not. No, the slime.
Just once, bring him in for me.
Once the slimy's on the cucumber, I'm out.
Okay? Yeah, but you got the shell. It's a protective shell. It takes a while to get in.
I understand. I don't peel cucumbers.
Oh, sorry, you don't peel.
Why don't?
You. Jeff doesn't eat. Jeff does not like.
There's nothing wrong with eating the peel of a cucumber.
He's like, why are you peeling it? I was like, well, the kids don't like the peels. And he's like, well, I like the peels, and it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's where the most green is.
Yeah, but something that Kelly just brought up is that's its protective coat. That's everybody that's everybody that handled it. That's where they're handling it.
We wash it. I mean, we always wash everything that we eat like that. Keep them on. It's too much of a hassle to peel it, and I like the peel. I like it. It gives it an extra crunch at the end. I don't know. Call me crazy. Go ahead. Call me crazy.
I'm not going to call you crazy. Because you know what crazy people don't need to be called? Crazy.
Mm. Buzz 24/7 brought to you by New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD, everybody. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Put this aside. Kelly, didn't know if you want to talk about this. 10 fun facts about uncircumcised penises no one wants to talk about.
Why don't you go through the list and see if he agrees?
We've never discussed whether my...
Yeah.
Whether I am,
I thought Scotty mentioned it the other day, but then
mentioned
you never know
all the time about me, and I get confused about what I am.
Mm. Oh, no, you are not circumcised.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad you told me that.
Mm-hmm. It's biological. It's just it doesn't affect sexual functioning. Everybody knows that. Uncircumcised, not more sensitive. That is a myth, my friends.
Huh.
I always heard that uncircumcised.
Don't they have to be careful about cleaning it?
Right. You can get the procedure done as an adult.
Yes.
Although, I have a...
And then there are some people that are upset because they want their skin back.
I got to tell you something. I had a friend that did it, and it was very painful. Very painful.
That's what they
painful.
Say. Do it when they're... within 24 hours of them being born, then it's whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop.
Whoop. That's basically it, really. It's just the headline was more fun than the actual article.
Anything?
There's no evidence to suggest that uncircumcised positively or negatively affects female pleasure at all. And with Kelly, female pleasure never even comes into question because it's a given, okay? It is a given. Foregone conclusion. A fait accompli.
The one thing I'll agree with you on.
Thank you.
Laura, when you see one that when
I'm
you
glad
see
I took
one,
care of you, brother, I took care of you.
When you see one never, that's not circumcised, is it kind of freaky?
Well, I had never seen one before until I think you made me do a Google search and to see what it looked like.
Yeah, the two toner. She didn't know the two toner.
Oh, and
existed.
I saw one of those.
Yeah, so Laura's
two toner boner.
She's learned a lot on the show.
I have definitely learned a lot.
Learned a lot on
and
the
I've
show.
I've seen a lot because of this show. Before I got the job here, it would only been two underneath my. Notch of looking at penises and balls, but you guys were kind enough to, before I got married, had balls against glass for me.
Yeah, never forget that.
Mark's still in the window.
It was a stupid. And I had all ages come out for that too. It was like you guys called my bachelorette party.
Ages.
Well, there was. I mean, we had
the old guy, the guy that got up on the stool was an old dude.
But there was, remember, there was like this 19-year-old, and I felt so guilty. He was so young, and
the nudists came out for you. Yeah, we used to do a thing like our studio has three big panes of glass on it. You know, kind of like a Starship Enterprise, and we used to do a thing called Boobs on Glass, where women would come in and we'd say, we know how stupid it is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know why we stopped doing this.
The guy's got it. Well, because it's I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
I think we should do it one more time.
And no, I don't think you're going to get anybody to do it.
I don't think you're going to get anybody to do it.
No, A.
This is New Hampshire.
I understand, but we don't, I mean, you have to have a good prize, you know, and I don't know. I felt like people got tired of it, like a lot of things, and so we stopped doing it. But women would press their breasts against the glass for like 3 seconds and we'd oogle and we'd all laugh and they'd get tickets.
Yeah.
And we laughed at ourselves, not at the women. We always treated the women well. Mm-hmm. And so when Laura was getting married, we said we should have, you know, we'll do this.
She'd only seen two penises.
Right. And so we did, you know, D's on glass. And dudes came in and they climbed up on a chair and they dangled the goodie bits outside and pressed them up against the window. And it was hilarious because Laura had only had a limited scope of experience in what she had seen.
Did you put a lot of that into the bank? The old spank bank?
No, not at all.
Do you have a bank?
Are you sure?
No, I don't have a bank.
Is it a slap chat?
No. What?
Instead of a spank bank?
Snapchat take off on the Snapchat.
I'm not slapping.
Okay, all right. Well, we don't know.
Door. We don't know. You've had kids now.
We don't
I'm
know.
Sure things work.
So now it's just slap it.
We
and
don't
I'm
know.
Getting off.
Woohoo! Okay.
That was nice.
Okay, this went down a road. I guess I wasn't prepared for it. Should have thought. I brought up the uncircumcised thing.
Once a woman has a child, she decides to slap it. And that's really all. That's all it takes. I'm so sensitive down there. It's just like, give it a little.
If there's anybody who knows about women, I think it's Scott McMullen. I think we could all, you know, according to him, he was the dragon slayer at age six.
I never said I was a dragon slayer.
You did.
But I had a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that sounds like a dragon slayer.
You know what?
Yeah.
I swear on my father, they always joked with me. My dad's like, I don't know. One was coming in the front door, one was even in the back door. I enjoyed, and that's, I'm not saying I slept with all of them. I'm just saying I had a lot of girlfriends. I found women at that age. I was like, this is cool. This is, yeah, she's pretty. Okay. And then oh, look at this one. Shiny object. Yes. I had a lot of girlfriends.
I liked women too.
Yes.
I thought the same thing.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hell, when my sister got married, my brother went off to college, it was me, my mom, and dad. We'd go on double dates all the time.
Really?
Yes, we'd go to the mall, we'd go to the movies. Yep.
I know that you went on a double date. I met a woman you went on a double date with. And she said...
She's in therapy now.
I met her on the luau, actually. She said she met you to go to the movies, and you were with your mom and dad, and you double dated with your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they were really nice, but she thought it was absolutely hilarious to show up on a date with your parents.
We were with
her. Had to be supervised.
I think that when that happened, that was younger. I never, once I got my license.
I did not get the impression that it was younger.
Okay. Because, I had an automobile at 16, and... After that, I'm not lying. I wouldn't say I wouldn't meet up with, hey, they're going to be here for dinner. Let's swing in and see my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
I always brought, the girls around. Absolutely.
I show up to go on a date with you, and you bring Judy. There's going to be trouble. I'm just telling
who?
You that.
For you?
For you.
For
you're
going
to be very
uncomfortable. For you.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think my dad might have a problem with this.
I think Pat McMullen would look at me and go, all right, I appreciate this guy.
So
he's going to take care of her.
We got... I don't think that's what my dad's going to say.
I think he would.
I don't
no.
think
I think Pat
so.
And I have an understanding.
I
spent some time with him.
I think you have an understanding.
I'll keep
but
your son
not
employed if I can date your wife.
I didn't say that. Didn't say that at
so,
all.
So we, for Mother's Day, finally had a chance to get together with my sister and my brother and the family. We were sitting around and we were chatting. And we got talking about how they're starting to slowly, they want to have a yard sale, get rid of some stuff. My dad's like, you know, I still have stuff. My dad built a motorhome. Bought a shell, built a motorhome out of it. And my sister's like, the best story ever was when we were in Miami Beach. There is this big green motorhome. And we pull up and a car pulls up and it's bouncing.
Yeah.
And then it stops bouncing and the guy looks up and my dad, he looks at my dad and he goes, hey, you got any hot chicks in there? And my dad, nope. And drove what? Away. And my mother,
and your mom was
my
right
mom,
there.
My sister.
Oh,
and he's like, nope.
Pat McMullen.
Drove away.
He was trying to protect him.
Pat McMullen.
They still have that?
My sister was
still
like.
Still have a motorhome?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pat McMullen.
They
favorite.
Were like, oh my God.
Pat and I once, I ran into your parents at a funeral home of all places.
Yep.
And we had like a half an hour long chat. We were laughing our ass off. We were the people in the funeral home laughing our ass off. But I also ran into him at an air show once. And he had the binoculars out, but they weren't pointing to the sky. Yeah. Which I just walked up to him and I'm like, planes are up there, chief.
Yep.
And he's, oh, you got a copy there.
We go to the beach as kids and I'd be like, what's he looking at?
It's too funny.
Ha!
Great guy.
Yeah,
it's a great guy. Well, I put some of these aside.
The kids. Kids are here.
And we have done this before, but I put some of these aside for today because it's kind of Wednesday, halfway through the week, blah, blah, blah. And these are what we would call character-defining questions. Like, the answer to these questions that I'm about to ask you are revealing about you in some way or another. They are, would you rather questions, which you're all familiar with the would you rather phenomenon. So I'll throw some of these out if you guys are willing to entertain.
Absolutely.
Them, and you can take it from there. Would you rather have, would you, ooh, boy, okay. Would you rather have a fly fisherman catch you solidly in the eyeball with his or her hook, or have someone jam an ice pick into your nose? So now, a fly hook, very small, like really small.
Yeah, but it's your eyeball.
Yeah. Or you get an ice pick up your nose.
Up your nose, okay.
That's going to screw with your brain.
Yeah, that does.
You got to go with the eyeball.
I got to go with the eyeball. Yeah. As much as that is disgusting, and I am done. I'm done for the day. You're taking me to the hospital.
You got to assume the eyeball is repairable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
well, a little bit, unless it gets the retina.
No, and then you're blind forever, but I guess I'd rather be blind forever than be dumb forever because an ice pick up my brain.
Right. How dumb?
I'm guessing pretty dumb.
Now listen, 10 is smart. What number are you willing to go down to?
You go to a 5? Would you be okay with a 5?
Anything lower than a 5, I get some, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But remember, you're still pretty.
Yeah, but you can't, no. You need your brain. At least a little bit of it.
Laura, you're looking up in the air. Would you rather have a bird poop in your mouth or in your eye?
In my eye.
Mouth.
Spit
it out immediately. Then you rinse it out and you're good.
Your eye, you get an infection.
Yeah, I agree.
That can go to your brain.
I agree. You get that brain-eating disease.
Who knows? It might taste good.
Yeah, you don't even know. Hey, it's really not that bad. Like, can you imagine?
Wow. A delicacy.
I'm amazed. I won't tell anybody, but I'm just telling you because, you know. Would you rather be considered, Kelly, annoying or dull?
Boy.
I don't think you are either of those two things.
I guess dull.
If I ask somebody else,
dull. If you're dull, people can put up with you. If you're annoying, they don't want to be around you.
So you would be.
I guess I would take dull.
You'd rather be considered dull,
yes,
than annoying. Okay.
Because you could still be nice. You're the nice person,
right?
So
but
people are like,
dull.
I really like Laura. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like party with her because she's very dull, but she's nice.
Scotty, would you rather have an inch long F-U tattoo on your forehead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
An inch-long F-U tattooed on your forehead, or have every 10th word out of your mouth be a swear word forever.
I probably will go with the tattoo.
Yeah.
Because I could do something about it.
Put a headband over, like a Brett Michaels.
Yeah, but what happens is, like, with a swear, I mean, look what I do for a job, that would kind of interfere. The other one, you can get cover.
You hit the cough button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but every 10th word.
Every 10th word.
It doesn't have to be loud. It could be,
He can't keep track of
every time.
Like, be
I couldn't
like
either.
At Hooters, you paint over it, and you can still go about your day. Mm-hmm. The makeups.
Yeah, did you have to paint over your tattoos?
Well, I don't have any tattoos, but yes, anybody that had tattoos, you can't show them at Hooters.
Now, is that a rule that's still in? Do you
yeah.
know?
No, because I let believe me tell it's you still.
I saw there's so many women out there with tattoos now.
Oh my God, but you want to make tons of monies on tips?
Monies?
Or tattoos?
I never used to like tattoos. Oh, you couldn't show a tattoo. You couldn't have more than just your. Yeah, you had to wear. You had to paint over it, makeup over it. Before your shift, you couldn't have more than just your bottom normal earrings in.
Could you wear, let's say I had a tattoo on my shoulder, could I wear a short sleeve shirt so that it hid underneath the uniform? No huh?
Because you don't wear short sleeve shirts unless you're a hostess or under the age of...
I wonder if they changed some of that, seeing how so many restaurants are having trouble hiring people right now.
Did you have to wear the bandages to keep from poking out?
No.
Okay.
What'd you do about
your
nipples?
They wanted it to poke out.
No.
Okay. All right.
What'd
I don't know.
What'd you do about your nipples?
Cut
That's what we're talking about.
I wore a bra.
Okay.
But, yeah, but sometimes women, you know.
I like how you say bra. Like you're.
It's like bra.
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 Right, a bra. A bra.
It's like you are such not a woman, but you are a woman that you don't even say bra.
Bra.
You say bra. Bra.
Laura, quick question. Who was married to Ben Affleck? What was her name? Jennifer what?
Garner.
Garner.
Okay. Not bad. She got
not
there.
Not bad. That was pretty close.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, next one. This was for you, Laura. Would you rather struggle through a dense crowd as a person who is only 2 feet tall or as a person who has an enormous bulging belly? So you've got to get through a very thick crowd. You're only 2 feet tall or you got a big belly.
I think getting through 2 feet tall would be easy, except... Am I
it's not.
Once I get through the crowd, am
I
gonna always?
Oh,
am I 2 feet tall for life? Because if I have a belly, then I know I can just work it off.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. So
you're gonna say?
I mean, you've been pregnant before, so you've walked.
Yeah,
through,
You've seen. Oh my! I pull up a picture every year of that when Dylan was in me. I swear, I had like 3 feet off of where my spine.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, you. He was a high. He was up high, right?
And
wasn't down low.
He was straight out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, if you're 2 feet tall, you're at the knees, and that's in a crowd. That's dangerous.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that is dangerous. Well, that's what you told me, right, Scotty?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kelly, would you rather? Oh no, that's kind of gross.
Gotta do it.
Okay, Kelly, would you rather eat a cup of someone's boogers or a cup of someone's pubic hairs?
Jeez. Oh.
I told you I didn't want to ask it. I told you.
God, that's not a oh. The pubic hair might mess up your whole digestive tract. At least the boogers you're going to process naturally, but it'd be a lot of gagging.
You have the mind of a scientist, and I agree with you. I'd go with the boogers.
I'd have to go. Oh,
Scotty, small.
Pubic hair has never killed anybody.
Small.
One.
Neither are boogers. You get to eat a small can of cat food, Scotty, or 7 lemons, seeds, pulp, juice, and rind.
How much time do I have?
Plenty. It doesn't.
I mean, if I got like a day, I'm taking those 7 lemons.
I'm taking the 7 lemons. I'm not eating cat food.
Wait, I'll eat cat food.
You realize how?
No.
You could sit there.
I know. We had this conversation about the cucumber.
But this is different.
I know.
This is different because there is a distinct taste to a citrus peel.
I'm sure
it's
that
very
can
much different
mess
than
you
a
up.
Peel of a cucumber.
Yeah, you didn't tell me I can't put a little sugar on it.
I did not say that.
Yeah. See.
Mm.
You'll think of that next time, pal.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
No, Scotty.
Yes.
Would you always have, would you, no, I just asked you one. Laura, would you rather always have the inside of your mouth riddled with canker sores, which, I said canker, it's canker.
Canker.
They're miserable. And let me just say, when I get them immediately, and I don't get them very often, I pour salt on my finger and put it on the actual sore.
And what does that do?
It burns it off. It stings for about 15 seconds, and then it doesn't hurt anymore. That's my remedy.
The whores teach you that?
What?
The whores?
No.
No?
Because they get a lot of cankers?
No.
And they mouth sores more than cankers.
Always have the inside of your mouth riddled with canker sores, Laura, or have the back of one hand always filled with itchy, oozing boils.
Oh.
Is that gross?
I'd get the boils because I could wear gloves.
Yeah.
I would rather wear a glove than have my inside of my mouth. Because even if I bite my cheek.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy your food.
Mm. Right.
Kelly.
You'd have a glove?
Yeah, just wear gloves.
Yeah. Would you rather, Kelly, not be able to tell time or know left from right? Or make good horse noises?
Boy, that is... Wow, that's a mind bender.
Yeah. Can't tell time or you can't know...
Can't
you
tell
don't
time.
Know your left or right.
I don't know when I should go to bed or be to work or be anything. But left or right, I don't know how to get to work.
Listen, you can't tell time, so you can't look at a clock and know. But if you have see a digital clock, you know 3:13 is 3:13.
Yeah, no. You can't tell the time.
You can't. No matter what, that's the rule.
You can't tell time.
Whose rule is that?
You could only go.
Right. Play the game.
The car,
yeah, she can't. She's got to overthink it. For Christ's sake, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, that's physically impossible.
Because I thought you could tell from the position of the sun, but you can't. All of that knowledge you have to assume is gone.
And no left or right, you kill yourself.
I think the left or right. I think it's left to left. You know, right turn, Clyde. You turn left, you're dead.
Right.
That's what I think, Scotty.
Damn.
Left or right or day from night?
Day from night.
Yeah, time.
I don't like that
one. What about you, Smarty Pants?
I'm trying to still think about it because left or
right. I want some good ones, like I guess left positive or right. Things. The negative, this is bending me mentally.
Man.
It's not a stretch.
This is dragging me down, man.
Bending you mentally is like bending a plastic spoon,
put yourself in that spot and. Damn.
Would you rather do some who would you do?
Okay, let me ask you this. Kelly, would you rather be caught doing something embarrassing in still photos or on audio tape?
Just audio tape?
Audio tape or a still photo?
I guess audio tape. But all depends on what I'm doing. Maybe it's embarrassing to other people, but it ain't embarrassing to me.
Clearly, most embarrassing things that people do aren't embarrassing to themselves.
I don't know about that.
They only find it embarrassing when someone else finds out about it.
Oh, I don't know. If it gets caught, if you get caught, because maybe I'm not embarrassed about something I'm doing.
Dude, everybody masturbates. Nobody wants to get caught.
Right.
Eating it is the problem.
Oh. I can't even.
I'm sorry. What? I have a hard time believing what you're going to answer.
I'm sorry.
I just don't.
So audio tape or a still photo?
I guess audio.
I think the still photo because you can explain your way out of it. Like say, it's not what I was doing. It looks like that, but it's not what I was doing.
Right.
Or at
right.
least you'd have a better chance of explaining your way out of it, right?
I'm with you. The stuff that comes out of your mouth. Like,
quickly.
I understand that.
Quickly.
Yeah, I don't know how you have the ability to turn it on and off for Buzz 24/7 versus real air where
Scotty doesn't turn it on.
Scotty. All right, you are going to be suspended in midair.
Okay?
Would you rather be suspended by your tongue or your earlobes?
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Earlobes.
Earlobes, there's two of them. You know, you're distributing the weight, at least. The tongue, it's going to rip your tongue.
But
right?
Isn't the strongest muscle in your body?
That's what I was thinking. It's going to get pulled out.
It's big. That thing's big and connected.
There's no replacing that.
Laura's isn't going to get pulled out.
Absolutely
mine's
not.
Definitely getting pulled out.
I'm guessing the wire will break before her tongue.
I'm guessing I'm using my tongue because if somebody can bite off an ear that easily, you know those ears will rip right off.
Yeah. Right. So they're going to rip right off. You get new ears. Cosmetic surgery.
Yeah,
I'm not losing my tongue.
Okay. All right. Okay. I get your point. That makes sense, I guess. But I can't think of being suspended from my earlobes. Oh my God, I can't. I get freaked out when I see people wearing gauge earrings. Like, I got no problem with it. You do you. I don't have mind it at all. But what I think about is the process of stretching my own ear to that extent freaks me out. Can't do it. I can see poking a hole in my ear, maybe sticking an earring through there. But a big gauge? Yeah. I don't know, man. Couldn't do it. Show up drunk to pick up your boss at the airport. I think I did that.
You did that one.
Yeah, I did. Yep. Okay, you know what? I wouldn't pick up my boss at the airport. I got to tell you right now. Mm-hmm. Get Uber it, dude.
Yeah.
You know? You make a lot of money, Uber it. I don't want to do that one either. That's too gross.
I'm still looking for a positive one.
These aren't positive.
No, they don't. They're not going to be.
There's not one like, would you rather kiss this beautiful actress or this beautiful actress?
There's not that.
Go ahead.
There's okay. That's not how the game. Right. It's not how the game works.
Would you rather?
I guess it wasn't
kiss this hot actress or
kiss this hot actress. All right, Kelly. Yeah. All right, Kelly. Would you rather make love to Annette Bening?
Yeah, older but still
okay. Or Diane Keaton?
Annette Bening. She's younger.
Mm-hmm.
More my style.
Mm-hmm. What is your style?
I don't know if either one of those two fits, but Annette Bening is closer.
Yeah.
I just, you're the Queen of Norway. She's got to be like 85. I just saw some pictures of her. She's friggin' beautiful. She's unbelievable.
Lord, she's friggin' Norway.
She's friggin' unbelievable.
Tell me, look her up and see if you agree. I'm only interested in whether or not. I'm not looking her up. But you look at whether you agree.
Her daughter.
85 years old, and you think she's beautiful.
She's 80. Yeah, she's pretty.
She's not beautiful? All right, now I got to do it.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on. Queen of Norway.
For an older, really old woman, she's pretty.
And her daughter, nonetheless, goes without saying, is beautiful as well.
I mean.
She's
pretty for older.
85? That's pretty good.
85.
And her daughter is pretty too.
Queen Sonia she's definitely. It depends because when you Google, you get pictures from all these years. You don't know which one's the newest one.
I guess I would like her maybe 10 years ago, but beautiful.
Yeah, and you'd want her to keep the crown on, no doubt.
Yep,
no
doubt. Her daughter goes without saying.
Scotty, you're gonna make love to Matthew McConaughey, or Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, hello. Fucking Wolverine?
No.
No, you want the stories. You want Matthew McConaughey.
Don't tell me who I want
to
sleep with.
I go to McConaughey. It's going to be sweeter. It's going to be sweeter. He's going to make sweet
love. He's also going to do something that surprises you.
Yeah, he's going to surprise you. He's going to go in
Wolverine's
easy.
Wolverine's
got the surprise. I don't want to be Wolverine. Laura?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you going to go with, okay?
Captain Hook or Wolverine?
Mm.
Captain Hook.
I don't even want the explanation. I'm just going to let it simmer there.
I'm trying to think of those.
I was going to ask you, Mila Kunis or Anne Hathaway?
Mila Kunis, for sure.
Anne Hathaway.
Oof.
No, Anne Hathaway seems like she's dull to me. Like we were talking about the, would you rather be dull or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
She seems too like a prude.
Oh, I think Mila Kunis. She's married to. Ashton Kutcher. So she's really cool.
Oh, I'm not saying
she's way cooler. But I think I'd go with Anne Hathaway, even though I think Mila Kunis is beautiful.
Beautiful and fun.
Oh, I am.
But I saw that movie where Anne Hathaway played that girl who just had sex with everybody.
Yeah, she'd come in the door and bang, her clothes would be
pretty good. I have to say, it was a great performance. That's all.
And
I'm
you
saying.
Know, those boobs have only gotten more amazing as kids fed off them.
Okay, all right, take it.
I think we've gone far.
Yeah. It wasn't that you said it. It's the aggression with which you said it.
You've thought about that.
And that makes me scared because I've had two kids that are mine.
I'll be honest, you are hotter as a mother.
I don't agree, but thank you.
Kids
are fed off
them. Okay.
Now that I've had two kids that fed off them for many years.
Right. Well, I apologize for this.
I'm glad you think they might have gotten better.
25 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. The whole thing, you get my apologies for.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
I think it's just you. But it's getting hot for me. Well, anyway, there you go. There's your Wednesday. I hope it... I hope you're not horrified, but we'll be back.
I am.
We'll be
There's been a
again.
Couple things you said during this that, wow.
I know. It's what he does. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow, albeit differently. All right? Enjoy, and thanks for checking out The Buzz 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.